Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. As we begin, I want to give a shout out to 12-year-old Matthias Schmitz. He's been praying the podcast every day for quite a long time. And when he heard our Advent challenge, he decided to send in all of his Christmas money for the challenge, $100. That is amazing. Matthias, you are an apostle of the Rosary, and you are helping us to lead people to Jesus through the Rosary all over the world. And you're also helping us train spiritual mentors, because everyone needs someone to guide them in the spiritual life. But we can't leave out his 15-year-old sister, Monica, who also prays this rosary with us every day. So you are quite a inspiration to all of us. Keep going. Now today we continue our meditation on the ninth commandment. Remember that event in the New Testament where Jesus told the Syrophoenician woman, "It is not right to take the food from the children and give it to the dogs." Now, earlier in Matthew's gospel, Jesus said, "Do not take what is holy and give it to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and they turn on you and tear you to pieces." This is pretty strong language from our Lord, but it's clear that Jesus is saying that the salvation he offers is not for beasts, and it's not for those who act like beasts. It's not for people who have the same priorities as dogs or pigs. In other words, if you are enslaved to lust or greed or gluttony, then you will not be able to access the things of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, dogs and pigs pretty much want to do just three things: to eat, mate, and sleep. And a person whose priorities are centered around eating, or sleeping, or sex, is living a life like a pig. He's living the life of a dog. That's what lust, greed, gluttony, and sloth do to you. It makes a beast out of the image of God. And such a person has no capacity for God, because God appeals to the soul. And someone in the grip of lust or greed or gluttony or sloth has no interest in the soul, no interest in spiritual things. So how can such a person be saved? Divine love and divine truth don't mean anything to that person any more than they mean anything to a barnyard animal. A pig or a dog just focuses on their physical impulses, which actually is fine for a pig or a dog, since they don't have any other aspect of themselves to develop. But what if you have an immortal soul? What happens when you let the eternal part of you wither and twist and truncate? What will be left of you when the body, with all its desires, lies rotting in the grave? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Even the earthly life of a pig or a dog isn't that great. Have you ever seen stray dogs wandering around alone through back alleys or at the edge of a country road? They're hungry, they're restless, and they're lonely. That's a pretty good summary of a life of lust, a life spent dominated by sex addiction. When you give yourself over to lust, you're always hungry, you're always restless, and you're always, always very, very, very lonely. And a pig's life, you've seen them. They just sit in the muck, and the only excitement of the day comes at feeding time. The pig sleeps and the pig eats, while the shadow of the slaughter perpetually looms over it. So a pig is pretty much just waiting for death without actually getting very much out of life. And you know there are people like that. People who are just killing time until death. People whose only division of the day is mealtimes. This is not a life worth living. This is not what we're called to. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Slavery to the flesh means self-imposed exile from God. You cannot serve God if you're bound to serve the flesh. Slavery to the flesh also means a self-imposed exile from love. You can't love your kids or your spouse when you're restlessly seeking your next fix. Here's the basic principle. You won't have the time and energy to give yourself generously to others when you're spending your time and energy trying to gratify yourself. That's why lust and love are always diametrically opposed. There are two ultimate commandments Jesus gives: love of God, love of neighbor. But lust, greed, gluttony, sloth, these all take away our interest in loving God, and they take away our ability, our self-possession that we need to actually love our neighbor. So will you go on living far from your Father's house with the pigs like the prodigal son? Will you whine under the table with the dogs instead of eating your fill with the Father's children? Because if you don't want to class yourself with pigs and dogs, then you're going to have to acquire the self-mastery and the freedom over your desires. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So if you're like me, and you're sick and tired of living like pigs and dogs, then we need to take some concrete steps. And the first step is to recognize that on our own, we are powerless to overcome our slavery, our addiction to pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, and lust. And that these things are causing our life to be out of control and unmanageable. The first step is to realize that we are not strong enough to overcome these. But there is one who is strong enough, and that's Jesus. So are you ready to turn your life and your will over to the care of the Good Shepherd who can set you free? And if you are, then surrender to him. And then the next concrete step is to make a searching and fearless and honest examination of conscience. Because we have to identify which of these deadly sins dominate us. Now, it won't be all of them. It's going to be two or three of them. But you need to identify which ones. So, over the next two meditations, we're going to provide you with a detailed examination of conscience that you can then read through that transcript every day for the next week. And you will see patterns. You will see your vices, your bad habits. And once you see which ones make you dogs or pigs, then you take it to confession. And then you make the firm resolution to stop doing those things. And finally, you begin to remove the triggers or the occasions that lead you into those sins. And as you do those things, you will be on the path to living like sons and daughters of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, I was really moved when Matthias shared the way that the podcast has really changed his heart. And actually, we get a lot of great feedback from people. But I just want to make sure all of you out there know that I don't write all this material on my own. In fact, we have a genius mastermind collaborator who I think is literally the best theologian in the country, maybe one of the best in the world, Dr. John Mark Miravalle, who teaches at Mount St. Mary Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland. He writes 50% of our content. And I really want to highlight him because he has a new book coming out. The book is called Thinking Clearly. Teresa, we actually took a group of young people through this book every Sunday afternoon for about a year.
And that was probably the most transformative information we've ever received in our lives.
Yeah, it was so wonderful going through the rough draft.
Yeah. Oh, his rough draft is hardly even rough. He thinks so clearly already.
So this book, Thinking Clearly, is a must read. It's already on Amazon. But he also has three other books I want to highlight for you. One is on beauty. The other one is on pot, alcohol, and antidepressants. It's called How to Feel Good and How Not To. And then he's got a great little book called Why God, Why Jesus, and Why the Catholic Church. So I would really encourage everyone out there to get all four books, but this new one, Thinking Clearly, is really a little gold mine. But Teresa, I also want to tell everyone of our people praying with us how fantastic you are of a collaborator. For 5.5 years now, almost 2,000 meditations, you've taken every one, read it, and you've given amazing constructive criticism everywhere from the point of just telling both John Mark and I, throw it in the trash and start over.
I would never say that to John Mark.
You have to both of us.
Indirectly, perhaps.
And we've listened to you and we've thrown them in the trash. There's a lot that we've written that hasn't been recorded. But you've also been excellent at helping us reword things or maybe reorganize things or to have a better... I think one of your greatest skills, Teresa, is you have a really good pulse on what our audience needs. Mm. And you've been excellent at helping us to really discern that. So you vastly undercut yourself in your contribution, but you've been invaluable to this process. So, but hasn't it been just a unbelievable joy, this collaboration between you, me, and John Mark and the Mother of God?
Yeah. Some of us might put in more than others, and I really appreciate that input. I feel bad I didn't get you anything. I didn't even prepare an acceptance speech.
I don't feel bad.
No, I appreciate all of that. And I've just appreciated the opportunity to do this work because I was reflecting on how much this feeds into my entire life in a very productive way. It's not a bad work-life balance because I can take this into my life in a very healthy way. I learn so much from it and it gets my brain moving.
Same with me. I mean, I think the reason the Mother of God has me doing an in-depth rosary meditation 7 days a week is because she knows if I stray from her side even a little, I'll get into trouble.
It's true.
Really quick.
You're like a what are they called? Like a backpack leash kid.
I'm one of those bad kids that she says, "Now you listen, you stand right next to me all the time."
Yeah, the teacher puts you right at the front of the class.
Yeah. So, it has been great joy to collaborate with you and John Mark. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I really encourage everyone, finish this podcast and then get on Amazon and order this book by John Mark Miravalli, Thinking Clearly. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.